We are up to Simen Shin. We'll be doing Simen Shin as well as the first Sif of Shin Aleph. Simen Shin, she yisader shulchanu b'motzoi Shabbos. Lo'olam yisader odam shulchanu b'motzoi Shabbos. A person should set the table on Motzoi Shabbos, kidei l'lavos es ha-Shabbos, in order to escort the Shabbos, afilei netzarech el ha-Kazayis, even though he doesn't feel like eating, or he doesn't need more than a Kazayis. Which means the Ikar halacha of this is the din of Malava Malka, is that what you're supposed to do is set the table. You should have a tablecloth, everything that you normally have on a festive table. You don't have to go and cook all kinds of things that you don't feel like eating, but the table has to be set. Now, lechatchila, you should use bread. You should actually use pas. If someone has an appetite for it, he should also have meat or some kind of tavshil, unless he really feels it's achila gasa. So, for example, the Mishnah Berurah says in the summer where Shalashudas was late and you're not really hungry, you may really feel that washing altogether is going to be achila gasa. And there you could be yotza with mazonis or fruit. Mishnah Berurah says that it should be as close to Shabbos as possible. If you're not hungry at all, then at least do it before Chatzos. And preferably, you should not be koveya a malacha. It means that you can do malacha, but you shouldn't go work until after Malava Malka. The Mishnah Berurah brings down the inyan that there's one aver in the body that doesn't disintegrate till Tchias HaMesim. It does not decompose. And Malava Malka is what keeps it going. Now, Lahalacha Malava Malka is not on the same level of Chiyuv as all the other Sudas of Shabbos. It's an inyan of Kovet Shabbos, of being Malava Shabbos. So someone who can barely afford Sudas should rather spend the money on the three Sudas of Shabbos and not on Malava Malka. Also, the minig is to be Marbe Ben Ner, to have a lot of Neris. So some people actually light candles for Malava Malka. It's quite a common minig to light candles. Nowadays that the room lights are light, also the room should be well lit. You don't have Malava Malka in the dark. Simin Shin Aleph. Ein lorutz b'Shabbos, elin kein hu l'dvar mitzvah. One is not to run on Shabbos, unless it is for a dvar mitzvah. The reason for this is the pasuk v'chibalto me'asos drochecha. From drochecha we learn that your shalotehe halicha b'Shabbos kalicha b'chol, your walking should be nicker. Now, the truth is that even during the week, it says that you're not supposed to take a psia gasa, wide steps, we'll see just what that is, because it takes away, it diminishes from your eyesight, 1/500. It's just that on Shabbos, the halachi is that it's actually usser. During the week, there's an inyan. Here it's usser, and the Mishnah Berurah adds to that, although there seems to be a shaila, Mishnah Berurah holds the same halacha would apply to jumping. You're not to jump on Shabbos. Kagon lebeis haknesso ki yotzebo. Hagos says the Ramah, v'osur lifsoa yosur me'ama b'psia achas. One is considered a psia gasa more than an ama in one psia. Now what is that? Imef shalob apokas, if one can possibly do less. So the Mishnah Berurah explains, your feet themselves will generally make up a half an ama. Between the feet, you shouldn't take a step of more than another half an ama, so altogether, from the back of one foot to the toe of the foot in the front, there should not be a full amma. Unless somebody has big feet, in which case it's just not normal for him to do less. So lahalacha, if someone is bigger, he's allowed to take bigger steps, but also not bigger steps than normal. Now later we're going to see the Ramah says here in Ev Shalob HaPakos, we'll see later that there are situations where Pashid, you can't walk, you can take small steps, say there's water running there and you shouldn't be stepping in the water and so on. There you're allowed to take a big step on Shabbos, and we'll see the details later.